text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents. Murder, She Baked, Just Desserts. A cat sits on a couch in a dark house. It recoils and someone picks it up and carries it. Text, a shortcake production. It's snowing, and a car runs in the driveway. Text, starring Allison Sweeney, Cameron Matheson, Gabriel Hogan, Lisa Durrupt with Barbara Niven. Hannah gets out of the car and walks to the house. She finds the front door slightly open. Someone wearing gloves is petting the cat. The unknown person is prying a basement step loose.
Moisha!
Mom!
The intruder freezes.
Moisha!
Text, casting by Candace Elzinga. The intruder picks up the cat from the steps. Music by Jeff Timoshuk. Hannah follows the sounds of the cat.
Moisha?
She walks down a hallway. Text, director of photography, Brian Johnson.
Moisha! Moisha!
She steps on the stairs, and they give way. She falls and lands against the wall. She slowly gets up, and the cat is watching her. She rubs her knee. She goes out of focus, and the cat comes into focus. Snow falls over the roofs of town. Supervising producers Michael Shepard, Duran S. Chandler, Darcy Wilde, Dawn Knight, K.T. Donaldson, Nathaniel Lyman. Executive producers Allison Sweeney, Jimmy Townsend, Nancy Silvers, Susie Beltzberg, Eric Jarbo, Amanda Phillips Atkins. Sign reads Home of the Rebels, WNKW features Final Three Bake Off live in studio. Welcome to Eden Lake High School. Executive producers Jonathan Axelrod, Alanette. A silver car pulls into the school parking lot. Hannah is on crutches with knee brace.
It's crunch time for the final.
Oh, she'll be behind the counter.
It's crunch time for the final three.
Because we don't want anything to distract them as we're in a football.
In the studio.
Oh, Hannah, we're going to need you in place in 20 seconds.
Oh, 20 seconds. Oh, thank you. You're doing a wonderful job. It's crunch time. You're sure that this is just a sprained knee?
Oh, yeah, that's what the doctor said. It's crunch time for the.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't do this.
Oh, well, not with that face. Smile, Hannah.
Hannah, you are a trooper.
Oh,
10 seconds? Oh, well, it's our contest, right, Mason?
Yeah, if you need anything from us here at WNKW, my employees are at your service.
Thank you.
We just want to make it as easy as possible. Yes. You're doing a great job,
yes,
by the way.
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
Everyone here is
excellent.
Great.
Good.
Where's my creme fraiche?
I can't find the
focus.
What?
I can't smile the whole time, Mother.
I mean, my lips have
it's
to move.
It's crunch time for the final three.
Wow, you're good at this. You should do it.
No, honey, it's your contest. It's your moment. Shine. Oh, crutch.
Her mom takes the crutch.
We're joined now by a special guest, owner of the Cookie Jar on Main Street in Eden Lake, and creator of the baking contest the whole town is buzzing about.
Yes, it's crunch time for our final three this week in the Eden Lake Flour Bake Off.
Hannah?
That's right. It's crunch time. For the final three, and they're going to be baking.
Smells like you've baked something for a preview for us.
I did. I did. I'm making you strawberry shortcake Swenson. I've posted the recipe on the website for pound cake, which is the base. And then I'm going to show you how to whip creme fraiche and finish it with a berry.
Okay, while you get started, let's introduce our fellow contest judges who are here with us today.
We are delighted to welcome Clayton Hart. He is the owner of the Eden Lake Flour Company.
Yeah. Hey, thank you. It's a great
welcome.
Pleasure to be here. Hi, Hannah.
And manager of the Eden Lake Inn Restaurant, Charles Rutledge.
So you mix all the ingredients together, and you want to be sure not to overwork the batter because that makes the cake too dense.
Good to know.
That's true.
So let me show you the finished product here.
Fantastic.
That looks so good, it should be illegal.
It is illegal to my diet.
And I have some to sample.
Thank you.
There you go. I forgot, you're supposed to finish it with mint.
Hannah, great flavor. You're setting a high bar for these contestants, and we'll be meeting them in our next segment.
Well, all those bakers are competing for $25,000 and a cover story in Chef's Magazine.
The contest takes place at Eden Lake High School, where we are on location all week for this special event. So come on down Saturday. Doors open at 4. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, we're on a break.
I can't. can't hear anything. There's two
Hannah,
people
that was
talking.
So good.
I thought that was my line, the crunch time.
You handled it well, though.
Okay.
Great job.
Yeah, thank you.
That was excellent.
Thanks.
Okay. We'll see you two on Saturday.
Yes, absolutely, Mr.
Okay.
Hart.
And you take care of that leg?
Of course I will, Mr. Rutledge.
Hannah turns to Dolores.
Mother,
that was so wonderful.
They embrace.
Really?
You have a new calling.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I was so proud. And I know that face. You go talk to him.
Answers phone.
Hi, Mike.
Oh, a star has just been born.
Hey, you didn't look gimpy at all.
Thank you.
Look, I'd be happy to come by and fix the stairs myself if Dennis isn't available.
He's gonna come and double reinforce the whatever it's called and extra stretch flats on something and double bolts, everything that you said, Mike.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, I wrote it all down.
Well, look, about the game tomorrow, unfortunately, I am on duty. I am very sorry about that, but at least it means that Bill and Andrea can go.
Oh, that's really nice of you.
4, 3.
Her mom points at the news anchor.
The Eden Lake Rebels take on the Marshals at home tomorrow, and the town will be out in full force for this one because this could be the night all-star point guard Carl Kimball breaks the record for most points in a season.
I am going to manage your career, Hannah.
Mother.
Mrs. Hauser.
Oh, my goodness, Hannah, what happened?
Oh, I hope it's not broken.
Can you still judge?
I'm okay.
Yes, she can taste. It's just her sprained knee, which yes. Fell down her cellar steps. I told her to have fixed how many times?
You did many, many times.
Well, good luck with the promo. Yes, you guys, it is so much fun.
Are you
ready for your close-up?
Mother.
That woman never stops talking.
The intruder with gloved hands is messing with pills in front of a bathroom mirror of a different house. Downstairs, a man and woman enter the house.
This could be a big break for you, too.
Well, it's a fun contest. A nice change of pace, but that's it.
You don't give yourself enough credit. You have a real presence on camera.
I'm happy being a restaurant.
How about I cook something for you, if you promise not to judge the dish?
Intruder watches.
Well, I do need the practice.
I don't know. You're pretty good at judging.
I tell you what, though, if you use any of that creme fraiche, I will give you definitely high marks.
Okay.
He turns on the TV while she works in the kitchen behind him.
This one, because this could be the night all-star point guard Carl Kimball breaks the record for most points.
I am really looking forward to watching this kid play.
Intruder leaves.
I guarantee.
This will be a great game.
People cross the street near the church. In the gym, number one, Carl Kimball, dribbles the ball. He scores a basket. The crowd, including Hannah, applauds for him. Norman is courtside coaching Bill.
Way to go, Carl!
Come on, Carl!
Little defense! Up, 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 Rebels!
Hey, did
Andrea.
Hey, did Norman give up dentistry?
Oh, no, of course not. No, he volunteers his time. He's an assistant coach.
Oh,
okay.
The crowd cheers. Hannah claps.
Yes.
Hannah smiles and claps.
Yes.
Hannah to Andrea.
Who is that?
That is Carl Kimball.
Oh, Mason Kimball's son.
Yeah, he's an all-star material kid, that guy.
Mason and I are working together on that bake-off.
Really?
Yeah, he's the station manager at WNKW.
That's it!
You become such a big fan.
I am out of the house and there are no diapers. Sports talk equals adult talk.
Rebels players watch from the bench. The other team has the ball.
Hey, what's Bill working on? Like a case?
Bill is looking at a tablet.
What?
Show her. Big case. Big case, sure.
That's totally normal precaution.
Sure.
You have a granny cam?
Yeah. And look, half an hour past bedtime. She's gonna be grumpy.
She's a baby. She's gonna go sleep when she needs to.
Carl dribbles down the court and scores again. His dad, Mason, cheers with Hannah behind him in the stands. The Rebels players hug, and Bill puts his arm around Andrea. Mason hugs Carl.
Great job. You played great.
Coach Bishop talks to Carl.
So awesome.
Mason runs to Hannah.
Hannah.
Oh, hey.
Change of plans.
What?
I just got the call before tip-off. George Rutledge has food poisoning. He can't judge the bake-off later.
You're kidding.
It's okay. It's all covered. Coach Bishop agreed to step in.
Oh, that's great news.
Yeah.
I'd like to go thank him. Is that okay?
Great idea. Great game, huh?
Yeah, that was amazing.
All right, so tomorrow we do 3-on-3s exclusive,
Coach?
Right?
Sorry to interrupt.
Good. Again.
Hey, good job, guys. That was super fun to watch.
He looks away.
Listen, I just wanted to say thank you. Mason told me that you're going to help us with the bake-off contest. I'm...
Oh. Your wife, Michelle, and I are...
Friends, yeah, no, she mentioned.
I have tons of information about the contestants and the contest we have coming up.
I'm not doing homework for this. Excuse me.
Oh.
Wilson.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't exactly
Hey.
Call that.
Norman approaches.
Oh, hey, Norman, great game.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was fantastic
to watch. Josh, hold up a sec. Hey, Reynolds.
Reynolds keeps walking.
I gotta talk to him real quick.
Oh, sure.
We'll catch up in a minute.
Yeah, okay. See you later.
Norman talks to Reynolds. Hannah watches them. She turns to go and glances back. Mrs. Hauser.
A champion.
Why wouldn't you start Carl Kimball? He shouldn't be playing off the bench.
I know.
Thank goodness Coach came to his senses.
Kimball was benched for a whole game.
I know.
Thank goodness we didn't lose that week.
No. Woman turns.
But we didn't lose when Josh started, and he played a great game.
Oh, Ms. Reynolds.
This is high school. All of these boys should get the chance to play.
Yes.
We've obviously offended the woman.
Well, she's had a hard life.
Hannah looks thoughtful. Ava Reynolds walks outside with an umbrella. Hannah notices Ava approaching Norman. Andrea.
Sorry, Bill stopped to talk to a friend.
She follows Hannah's gaze to Norman.
Hey, you think that's who Mother says Norman's been dating?
Maybe. They must have met when he started coaching.
Are you okay with that?
Of course I am.
Hannah watches Norman.
How's Mike?
Good. Great, I think. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't spend a lot of time together because of work or whatever.
She frowns.
You guys gotta get a move on.
Hannah glares at her sister.
His wife passed away a few years ago. Maybe he's not ready.
Does he say that?
It's just very new, okay?
Okay, but you guys are gonna run out of time. And that was rude, and I didn't mean to say it. I'm sorry. I'm channeling mother.
It's okay. You have an excuse. You are a mother now.
Thank you.
Love you.
Love you.
They hug.
Drive safe.
Yep.
Good luck with the contest today.
Hannah watches Norman talk to Ava Reynolds and Josh. At the bake-off.
Welcome, everyone, to the semifinals of the Eden Lake Flower Bake Off. We have a new judge to welcome tonight. Please welcome Coach Leonard Bishop.
Hey, very excited to be here.
I'll turn it over to you, Hannah.
Thanks, Dee. Let's meet our chefs.
Mason directs.
Can you give me a single on Hannah? That's great.
In the studio.
Now he's an assistant pastry chef at Chez Giselle in Minneapolis. Jeff Graham.
Jeff walks to his cooking station.
I'm in it to win it.
This baker has a degree from the Culinary Institute.
I like the three shots on the contestant and the tight on Hannah. Okay, save that for sure.
And his dream is to open his own restaurant. Lowell Mantez.
Lowell nods and waves.
Honored to be here. Thank you.
And last, but by no means least, this contestant has baked for three generations of her family and provided winning recipes to the annual Eden Lake Cookbook many times, Mrs. Lorraine Hauser.
She enters smiling.
Winning it.
Hannah smiles and applauds on camera.
Thank you.
After filming, she gets coffee and overhears the bishops.
Do you want to tell me why you're making such a big deal out of this?
You're the one who's making a big deal out of this because you can't even bother to hide what you've been doing.
There's nothing to hide.
I know there's someone else.
You know, not here, okay?
You want to humiliate me?
Hannah listens.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Don't you dare walk up.
Hannah hides behind the wall as Coach Bishop stomps past. She faces Michelle. Michelle walks away without speaking. Lowell Mantez.
Well, no guts, no glory. I had olives in my mystery box, and I had to use them.
Hannah.
Well, I thought the sweet and salty were fighting for balance a bit, but the fig really helped.
Coach Bishop.
It's like a fruitcake that's been dragged through a pile of mulch.
Clayton.
Well, I like the texture of the cake.
Yeah,
Here, I thought you were a professional. That's a JV effort, at best.
Coach pushes the plate away.
Judges, do you have a decision?
Yes, we do. I'm sorry to say, Lowell, you have been eliminated.
He shakes his head.
I'm grateful I had the chance to compete. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Coach to players.
Boys, let's talk about tomorrow's practice. So I'm going to need the best.
Hannah sees him.
Hey.
Norman.
Hey. Oh, yeah. Sorry I couldn't talk to you earlier. I had to deal with something.
Well, it's okay. I know you've been burning it at both ends with your practice and coaching.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it'd be great when the high school can actually afford to hire an assistant coach.
Yeah, for sure. about Coach Bishop. Is he always so nasty?
I don't know. I mean, these days, yeah. I don't know what's going on with him, honestly.
Coach Bishop shakes his head.
Because second best is just not going to cut it.
The moon shines over the high school. The lights are on inside. Coach Bishop looks at the school. Norman walks out of a building behind him carrying uniforms.
Len? What are you doing?
Just making sure you don't forget anything. There's a bag of basketballs in the equipment room.
Yeah.
Norman puts jerseys in the truck. Coach.
Go and get them.
Norman steps out of the truck.
What? Sorry, are you trying to ask me a question, Len?
Norman raises his eyebrows.
Really?
Coach Bishop walks over to Norman near the truck. He looks at Norman and then looks down.
Would you mind going and grab the balls? Bring them out here.
Norman grins.
Sure.
As Norman walks away, Coach notices a shadowy figure watching him inside the school. Norman walks into the weight room and sees weights on the floor. He stops in front of a trophy case and walks over to it. He peers through a big hole in the glass case. A sign inside reads game roster, starters Craig Kimball, Christopher Langford, Jonathan Schwartz, Brian Johnson, Mike Emery. Spares Josh Reynolds, Ryan Fair, Johnny Walker, David Carlson, Mike Sandyke. Head coach Leonard Bishop, assistant coach Norman P. Norman carries the bag of basketballs outside.
Len!
He drops the balls. He runs toward the truck.
Len!
Coach Bishop is lying on the ground. Mike.
He hands me the soggy napkin. He swore out the complaint right there and then. I mean, he happened to be, like, hammered in the bar, but he was the best witness there.
Pizza margherita con cipolla.
They eat pizza.
I could totally take a vacation, by the way. I mean, I would, for, like, 3 days.
She points at Mike.
Four. 4 days, for real.
Okay, hold on a minute. You think that you could leave the cookie jar in Lisa's hands for 4 entire days?
What about you? You think you could take a vacation and leave Bill and 8 deputies in charge of Eden Lake's safety for 4 days?
Think I can't?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we make a deal, we make a promise. I stick to it.
What, are we being serious now?
I'm being serious. And besides, it might be the only way that we actually get 2 date nights, like back to back, is if we actually leave town and we get out of here.
Maybe it wouldn't.
Norman calls Mike.
Oh, Norman's calling. Was he, checking up on us?
No, he is not.
Norman, what's going...
Mike stands.
Okay, Norman, I need you to relax. Just take it easy. Norman, take it easy. Okay, look, I will call it in. You stay right there and don't touch a single thing, okay? It's gonna be all right, Norman.
He hangs up.
What?
Coach Bishop is dead. Norman just found the body. Come on, we gotta go.
Okay.
Get your crutch, careful.
No, I got it.
He takes her arm.
We'll leave your car here. We'll take mine, okay?
Wait, what?
Unless you want to go home.
No.
Well, if I told you to go home, you would have followed me anyway, right?
Well, right.
Police lights flash over Bishop's body.
Hey, Johnson, you Larry for a second?
Police process the scene.
Can you make sure you dust everything in this truck, even the back there?
Norman, you okay?
Yeah.
Hannah approaches.
Okay, thank you for calling. I'll catch up with you in 1 minute.
Mike walks away from Norman.
Hey, Schmitty, can you try and get all the security camera footage from all over the school, please?
Thank you.
Phil.
Hey.
What do we got?
Hit and run.
Norman walks to Hannah.
Hey, Norman, you okay?
Yeah.
Did you have a practice here today?
We have an away game tomorrow.
Did you get shots of all this?
No, not yet.
Antoine, I want pictures of all of this, please.
But we'll wait for the ME, obviously. Let me show you something else here.
Bill Holt's flashlight.
This is the school's equipment truck.
Yep.
Key's still in it.
Mike looks at Bill.
So someone borrowed a vehicle for a hit and run?
Well, that's one way to keep evidence off your own car, right?
Bill looks at Coach.
Yeah, I guess it is.
The jersey bag is open.
All right, I'm gonna go get Norman's statement.
Actually, right. When I was talking to him, he was looking back over my shoulder.
Norman points.
Like someone was coming out of the gym?
But you didn't see who it was?
No, I don't want to make a big thing about it. It was just a look. It might have been nothing. I don't know. Then I went inside.
So where was the truck parked when you went inside?
The truck route was here, right here.
Okay, just hold off one sec here, guys.
Let's get this whole area right here roped off. All of this, please.
He shines his flashlight on the ground.
What makes him work like that?
Is that like a cleat? Come on.
No, I don't think so.
Kind of looks like high heels, doesn't it?
Ask you about these uniforms here.
Michelle.
Who?
Hannah sighs.
Coach Bishop's wife. Her name is Michelle. She was wearing stiletto heels tonight, and I saw her having a fight with her husband.
Mike meets with Michelle in her home.
Mrs. Bishop. Mike Kingston.
She sees Hannah.
I'm a detective with the Sheriff's Department. I'm very sorry for your loss. Is there someone that we can call for you?
No.
Hannah watches from the door.
We'll have to ask you a few questions. When was the last time that you saw your husband?
At the school. Everyone saw him.
At the contest?
Michelle nods.
And where did you two go after that?
Len had to work. He stayed. I came home.
And so that was the last time that you saw him or you heard from him?
She nods slightly.
Were you two on good terms? Well, we heard that there was an argument between you earlier today.
She looks at Hannah.
That was nothing.
Hannah sees shoes.
I tried to get Len to take a day off work. All he does is work.
She waves to Mike, who looks at the heels.
Look, here's the truth. He wouldn't even take a dinner break with me.
Michelle's back is to Hannah.
Okay, well, I'm gonna have to get a formal statement from you tomorrow. In the meantime, here's my card. Please give a call if you think of anything that might be of help, okay?
He crosses the room.
Mrs. Bishop, are these the shoes that you had on earlier?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna have to take these in for testing.
She shrugs and frowns.
Take whatever you want.
She glares at Hannah. Hannah looks at her, and Michelle looks away.
So, do you believe her?
No, I don't.
They walk outside. Michelle watches them through her window with her hands behind her back. At the Cookie Jar Bakery, TV is on. D.
The police have ruled Leonard Bishop's death a homicide. We mourn his passing and send our condolences to his family.
Mrs. Hauser and Mrs. Bescombe.
We'll step in as temporary coach of the rebels.
Could have been me.
What, last night?
No, at the rehearsal.
Oh.
It is being reported that
it'll still be warm in here.
Discovered the body last night back at the school near the gymnasium.
At least Hannah didn't find the body this time.
But she was still at the scene of the crime.
You know, if I
saw it on TV.
I'd think twice if I were Mike Kingston. For his own safety, I mean, Hannah is a murder magnet.
Lisa.
Can we keep the door closed, please? It's freezing. Good morning, ladies. Good morning. Mrs. Bascom, Mrs. Hauser.
They walk to the counter.
These are our valued customers. They have a short Americano and a black
tea. Michelle is going to be a suspect, whether I like it or not, so I'm
Tom, hey, will you hand me that tray? Yep, thank you so much. We got to keep moving here. All right. Oh, there you are, Lisa. Okay. Mm. The molasses crackles are in the oven. What next?
We need 3 dozen chocolate Highlander bars for the Eden Lake Inn. They want them for afternoon tea.
Today. I'm on it. Okay.
Mrs. Hauser.
Hannah, I have an airtight alibi for last night.
Sheriff's office.
I was definitely hit by the pickup. We had severe head trauma, body bruising, broken femur, broken ribs. Read the report.
Yeah.
What's bothering you?
Mike looks at it.
Just one of my hunches. Will you run the test again and re-examine the body, please?
I'll take another look.
Thank you.
She walks away.
Peterson, did you find the coach's phone?
Still MIA. We're going back over the scene again right now.
Okay, great.
Hey, Mike, let me show you something.
Mike walks into AV room.
What we got?
Bill points to TV monitors.
Hallway by the gym, coach's office, equipment storage, south exit, and main parking lot.
Nothing at the back of the school?
No, there's this camera that angles the north end of the track, but nothing by the gym.
Okay, so 2050. Now, how long does it take to walk from the back of the gym to the weight room?
It's not far, a few minutes, if that.
They watch Norman leaving the weight room on the video.
2110, that's our timeline.
Mm-hmm.
Plus what, 7-8 minutes for Norman to walk each way?
Which leaves approximately 20 minutes for the murder.
That's enough.
Well, if someone was already at the school.
Yeah. Well, look who was.
Michelle walks the hall on video.
Now, what camera is that?
That's the coach's office. That hallway, it's on the other side of the gym, so there's no way that Norma would have seen her.
And check the time. That is 20:45, which is plenty of time to get to the field.
Yeah.
Clayton and Mason sit at the bakery.
I think it might be time to pull the plug on the bake-off.
End the contest.
No, we can't.
Hannah sits down with them.
My station has too much at stake. We have invested too much in resources to make this work. We need the revenue from the finals to break even, let alone turn a profit.
This isn't a little bump in the road. One of our judges is dead.
Well, then the next judge on the list, I'm sure they'll be happy to step in.
You have a list of potential judges?
Well, I'm a producer. I'm ready for everything. I had to make sure there was an alternate available.
Oh, well, I guess that makes sense.
She looks at the list.
Why was Coach Bishop on the show last night if he's last on the list?
No, I bumped him up. I thought it'd be good publicity for the team. And since we're using the school, it was a good tie-in.
She blinks rapidly.
Okay.
Hannah, what are you thinking?
Well, I had that weird accident. And then Mr. Rutledge got so sick he had to drop out. And now Coach Bishop, it's just not a good list to be on, is it?
What, do you think these things are connected?
No. I don't know.
Okay, well, then I think we need to keep going. So I've got a fantastic mystery challenge. It's really going to force the contestants into conflict.
Norman coaches.
Hey, boys, bring it in for a sec.
Hannah enters the gym.
Come on in, bring it in.
Players stand around Norman.
I just want to take a minute to tell you guys how proud I am of you. I mean, each and every one of you guys for making the decision to play this week.
Josh sees her.
Yeah, that's it. Good job.
Layups, okay?
Norman walks to Hannah by the door.
How are they doing?
All right. Still in shock, I think.
Sure.
What are you doing here? You're investigating?
I kind of want to check out the coach's office.
The cops already went through it.
Sure they did.
He licks his lips. She raises her brows. He smiles and drops his gaze.
Okay.
He turns to the players.
Hey, guys, let's do weight room.
He points behind him.
Come on, hustle up. Let's run there.
The players run by them. Hannah turns as Josh Reynolds passes them. Mike holds up 10 fingers.
10 minutes, okay?
She nods.
We never had this conversation.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
She enters the office where evidence is numbered. A photo of Michelle is on the desk. She closes the door behind her and glances outside the office. She looks at the numbered evidence cards. She notices a suit jacket hanging on a rack in the bathroom. She searches the pockets of the jacket. She finds something on the bottom left side of the jacket. She pulls out a piece of paper and a plastic card. She takes them and pulls out her phone. She photographs a restaurant receipt for $161.25 and an Excelsior hotel key. Sheriff's office.
You like the wife for this?
Mike.
Well, I mean, they were fighting. She was at the scene at the right time, and she lied about it. And if these are her shoe prints?
Yeah.
He tacks the photo on the board.
And there are other prints there besides Norman's, right?
Yeah, they look like sneakers.
Well, I mean, it was a track field.
No, just by the truck. Preliminary says size 12. I'm going to get shoe sizes and all the players.
You think a kid did this?
Look, I don't want to, but 10 minutes before Norman gets to the equipment room. Josh Reynolds, second string guard.
They watch video of Josh. He punches the trophy case. Mike's eyes widen. Josh throws a ball and kicks a rack of weights.
Angry guy.
Yeah, well, Carl Kendall was the star of the team.
Josh didn't get much playing time?
No, Coach Bishop lived to win.
Mike narrows his eyes. Students pass Mike in the hallway at school. Norman coaches the team in the gym.
Right in. We got it. Okay, here, ball. Fast break drill, right? So right through, don't stop. Fast, right? And if he gets beat, you come in and help him out, right? Don't leave him there. Okay, 3-on-3.
He walks over to Mike near the door.
Hey, Norm.
Mike, how are you?
Good. Good. The guys are looking pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Attaboy Reynolds.
That's the backup guard, right?
Yeah, Josh Reynolds. He's great.
Heard the starter is really something.
Carl Kimball. He's the Eden Lake All-Star.
And Josh isn't as good?
Norman looks at Mike.
Yeah, Josh is good. He's, didn't have the advantages. Kimball's had private training all summer, special diet since he was a kid.
Sounds like serious business.
Yeah, well, Big Ten schools are all looking at him, scouting.
Doesn't give a kid like Reynolds much of a shot, though, does it?
Nope.
Norman, did you see Josh the night of the murder?
Norman looks over at Mike with wide eyes. He crosses his arms.
No, why?
Because he was here. Security camera footage showed him leaving the equipment room about 15 minutes before you got there. He smashed a display case on his way out.
Norman rubs his eyes and then his mouth.
Josh is a really good kid, Mike.
I'm gonna need a few minutes with him.
What, now? Today?
Yeah.
No, he's a minor. He's not even 18 yet. You can't question him without his family here. You know that.
He was here. He could have seen something. Could be a witness.
Well, it doesn't sound like that's where you're going with this, Mike.
Look, Norman, I'm just trying to clear the guy.
No, I understand that. Just do it with a parent there, okay? Just call his mother, Mike.
Mike sighs as Norman walks away. Andrea and Hannah enter Hannah's house.
Hey, wait, so you tossed Coach Bishop's office?
I didn't toss it.
What are you thinking?
Sort of.
Oh, my gosh.
Andrea holds a baby.
Okay. So cute when you're sleepy. Get over here and elevate your leg, lady.
I am. I have been. Sort of. Anyway, thank you for coming all this way. I know it's sort of a pain.
It's a little baby.
Stop it. This is what it's like being a big sister. Kind of like it. Except for the whole part where you're hurt.
Yeah.
Okay, continue your story. You're tossing an office?
Right. So Michelle thought that her husband was having an affair. And they fought about it the night of the contest.
So you think that's true?
Here's what I know. Hypothetically, if you found out that Bill was stashing some fancy suit at the station and you found a receipt for an expensive dinner and a hotel key card in the pocket, what would you think?
That I'm about to throw the rest of his stuff out the window?
Right. Sounds like an affair.
Andrea makes coffee.
But, Steve, that's not Bill. I mean, I wouldn't believe it. I would need to see proof.
And how would you get proof?
Andrea narrows her eyes and grins. She gets on the phone.
Hi. This is Michelle Bishop calling.
Hi, my
Hannah does, too.
I'm calling from Mr. Walters.
Oh.
No,
Okay, I'm sorry.
He has my number.
Okay.
I'm gonna try Griffin next.
Oh, that was a bust. Next PI on the list is Gordon Glossop. Internationally renowned Gordon Glossop. Says they're very discreet. They must use aliases. Oh, hello. Hi.
Yes.
Is Michelle Bishop.
Hi, this is Michelle Bishop calling. I'd like to find out more about the report I asked you to do on my husband, Len.
Yeah, I haven't received my report on my husband, Len. Should have got it ages ago.
No, I'll wait.
Oh.
She taps the counter.
I didn't get it.
Hannah looks at her and hangs up.
Could I get you to resend it to me? Maybe send it to my P.O. box.
Andrea balances her baby on her hip.
What? No, I don't know who could have signed for it, but...
Looks at her phone.
Hello?
Oh.
Okay, Michelle signed for it at her house.
No, this is amazing.
She figured it out and then she hung up, but she did say that she sent certified mail to Michelle Bishop.
This is all we need to know right now, that Michelle Bishop hired a P.I., we know which one. I'm gonna text Mike.
Mike.
Josh, we have footage of you at the school the night of the murder.
Yeah, I did extra weights, drills.
Well, this right here does not look like a drill to me.
Josh and Ava watch the video with Mike. Ava's face falls.
Josh!
She furrows her brow.
I will pay for the damage.
Where did you go after that?
Home.
Straight home?
Yeah.
And what time was that at?
I don't remember. It was like 8:30, 8:45.
Josh was home by 9 o'clock.
You were there.
I thought you had questions for Josh about what happened that night.
What size sneaker do you wear?
Don't answer what? That.
Glares at Mike.
Are you charging my son with a crime?
No, I am not.
Then we're leaving.
They walk out.
If you have any more questions, we'll be back with a lawyer.
Mrs. Reynolds. Look, I am trying to rule Josh out, not it.
Do you know what my son's been doing on weekends?
No, Mom, don't.
No, it's better that he knows.
Josh looks down.
He drives to Marshall for a job.
In Marshall?
They're not allowed to work during the season. It was coach's rule. May he go.
Yes.
She turns to Josh.
I'll see you after practice, sweetheart.
She looks at Mike with pleading eyes.
He's a good kid detective. Turned himself inside out for Coach Bishop. Loved the guy. Still won't hear a bad word about him.
Have you heard a bad word?
When I found out about Josh's job last week, I wanted to throttle the coach myself. You know, Josh doesn't need the money to help me out. He wanted to keep up with the other kids, buy Coach a big present. I mean, what kind of teacher expects expensive presents?
Bill stands up and walks to Mike.
Kid's not half as angry as the mom. Do I need to check her alibi as well?
Mike reads Hannah's text, which says meet me at Bishop's ASAP. Michelle hired API.
Yeah, definitely.
I wasn't sure what you'd be in the mood for, so I brought you a variety.
Thanks for coming by. Not many people do, but that's no surprise.
Listen, Michelle, I know it's been rough.
Michelle sees a car pull up and stares at Hannah. She walks toward the window. Mike's face is reflected in his car mirror. As he exits the car, Michelle turns to Hannah.
I thought this was a friendly visit.
Michelle, I am your friend.
Really, I am.
Michelle opens the door for Mike.
Hello.
Hello. Hannah asked me to meet her here.
He looks at Hannah as Michelle shuts the door.
Michelle, we need to talk about the fight that you had with Len.
I already told you.
I know that you thought Len was having an affair.
Look, we know you hired a private investigator, a Mr. Glossop.
She turns to Hannah, who raises her eyebrows.
Okay. Yes, I did. Do you want to know what he found?
Mike and Hannah look at each other as Michelle opens a drawer. She removes a file and drops it on the table.
That was what he found.
Their photos.
Clearly not a woman. Business as usual.
Len eats with a man.
But you said there was someone else.
This is what I meant.
Did you see your husband after the contest?
No, he stayed to work.
You didn't go to his office?
I looked for him, but he wasn't there. He was working, that is what he wanted, so I came home.
Okay, is there anyone that can confirm what time you got home?
Nobody else lives here. I did stop for gas.
Did you get a receipt?
No, I didn't get one.
Actually, there is one more thing. We couldn't find your husband's phone on him or in the van.
She doesn't look at Mike as she speaks.
He lost it the day before the contest. He hadn't gotten a new one yet. Am I under arrest?
She turns to Mike.
No, you're not, but I will need you to come to the station to amend your statement.
She scowls at Hannah.
I'll need a minute.
Hannah sighs as Michelle walks away. Mike picks up a photo from the table.
What about this guy? You recognize him?
No, it's sort of hard to see.
She leans toward the photo.
Get your copies right away.
She looks up at Mike.
You're the reason we have them, and I really don't want to arrest you for stealing evidence.
Thanks. Hey.
She grins.
So, what's your take?
Mike, she's lying. But I don't think that makes her a killer.
She's our top suspect.
They walk outside.
Did you check out the contestants of the bake-off?
Have you?
Yes. I mean, three contest judges have something weird happen all within a few days.
She holds her arms out to the side.
I think that's weird, right? I had this freak accident. I almost get knocked out. Charles Rutledge gets a mysterious illness. He's out, and then the coach ends up dead.
Michelle watches.
Okay. Well, why?
If you rig the contest to win, you get $25,000 and a pretty high-profile cover story. That's motive.
So what did your repair guy say about the stairs?
She looks away.
He said that it's a miracle those stairs didn't break on me a long time ago. I know.
And there's a flu going around. Rutledge probably caught the flu. I say whoever came after the coach was after the coach. Not the contest.
Michelle approaches.
Okay. Here we go.
She walks past them.
After you.
Hannah looks at Mike and shakes her head. At the police station.
Hey, Mike. Report on the truck and the footprint casts.
What did we get?
Those spike marks. Perfect match for Michelle Bishop's heels. Depth of the print consistent with her height and weight.
She said she went looking for Bishop that night.
Yeah, well, maybe she found him.
She also sent the PI to follow Bishop in Minneapolis. This is what they found. Check this out.
Bill looks at the photos.
Business dinner.
No ID on that guy.
I'll take a crack at it.
Peterson, did the subpoena come through on Bishop's bank statements?
Yeah, it should be in your inbox.
Nice.
You think there's a financial angle on this?
I think we need to find out a whole lot more about Leonard Bishop.
Medical examiner.
Mike.
You need to see this.
Body with toe tag.
I love your hunches. I went back and looked again. They're faint. That's why I missed them at first. Petechial hemorrhaging in the eyes.
Whoa.
He examines photos of Len's eyes.
How?
We found microscopic plastic fibers on the body and the face.
She holds a jersey.
So, he was smothered with this?
No.
She hands him a plastic bag.
It was wrapped around the bundle of jerseys in the truck.
What is this, the laundry wrap?
It contains plastic wrap.
Was he moved?
No, it all happened in one spot. He took a direct hit from the pickup, but I believe he was still conscious. The suffocation is what caused the cardiac arrest.
So the driver gets out of the car and actually makes sure he's dead. This was deliberate.
Hannah looks at the photos.
Look, just consider it, Clayton. If the donation came from Heartland in honor of Coach Bishop and it was designated to finding a new coach...
No. The school should decide how the money is spent.
Right, I...
Clayton walks away from Mason Kimball. Mason walks to Hannah, who is zooming in on the photos using her phone.
We have equipment that will zoom in further if you want.
She gives him a small smile.
No, thanks.
That's Coach Bishop.
Yeah.
He glances to the side.
And everyone knows you are a better investigator than half that sheriff's department. I would be more than happy to help out.
Oh, thank you. But it's nothing.
Okay. Do you want to go over the running order for the files?
Sure.
Great.
Perfect.
You know what? I think I left it in the booth.
Oh, Mason, I forgot. I baked these for you and Carl.
Oh, thanks. But, he hasn't had sugar since he was 5. No offense, I'm sure they're delicious.
None taken. I was just thinking about Carl and how hard this must be for him losing his coach.
Well, he survived losing his mom, and he'll handle this. I'll make sure he's okay. We're a team. Excuse me. Did you get the school cafeteria B-roll?
I was outside in the parking lot, everyone arriving.
Okay, make sure it's on the list. We need it.
Okay, you see.
Hey, Mason, what's B-roll?
Oh, it's footage that the crew gets that we use for bumpers in and out of commercials, cut away from the contest, that sort of thing. I'm gonna grab the list, okay?
Okay.
You'll see what I mean. We got a little shadow camera, right?
Chris, what kinds of things make for good B-roll?
Audience reactions,
candid shots of the contestants and judges, like that.
Mason listens in.
And you keep all that footage?
Yeah, we gotta.
He watches them on screen. Hannah holds out the box.
How about some Cocoa Snaps?
Yeah? Please.
Dig in. Brand new. Made them this morning.
Wow.
Wait, so you're saying the killer got out of the truck, saw that the coach wasn't dead, and...
Mike nods and she stops talking.
Who would do that?
Yeah, this is next level.
I just can't believe that someone who's capable of that is just walking around even late.
Yeah, we don't know.
They are reviewing B-roll film.
Mike, you need to be careful.
Did you just say that to me? Because it sounded like you told me to be careful.
You know what? I did. Because I know I'm being careful.
Really?
And I'm just saying. Well, yeah, I can't go anywhere. I'm foot anyway.
Good.
Who are you watching for?
I'm looking for Michelle, first of all. I'm looking for the man in Michelle's photo. And Josh Reynolds, the basketball player, one of the basketball players, and his mom.
Dolores fixes Hannah's hair on video.
Should I zoom in on that? Maybe I should get a little close-up of that.
No. That's not fair.
What? It's fantastic. It's a nice moment. Yeah, hold on a minute. What was going on? That's Lowell Mantis, right?
Yeah, but it must have been after he was eliminated. He looks furious.
You seem surprised.
Well, I never thought he would behave that way. He always seemed so polite and neat. Like, he never spilled flour in his life.
Well, then, how can we trust the man?
True.
I'm gonna copy that. I need to talk to that man. Here we go.
Mike leans in.
You're not even looking.
Sorry, I'm kind of getting in the way here.
They kiss, and then something on screen catches his eye. He points to the screen.
Is that the phone that Michelle said Bishop lost the day before?
Bishop holds his phone.
It is. Copy that.
Mike and Hannah are in the car.
I mean, maybe the coach had 2 phones, or the killer just took his phone.
She tilts her head.
But why would Michelle lie about it?
Exactly. I mean, that's exactly what...
He hits the brakes.
Mike?
I don't have any...
He tries again.
Brakes around. The brakes. I can't
Mike,
stop.
There's a car. Mike.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
They are about to hit the car in front of them.
Just brace yourself.
She hangs on as they swerve around a car. Mike swerves to miss a car in the other lane. They approach a stop sign. Hannah gasps. Mike turns the wheel and makes a sharp turn. They approach an intersection. A driver doesn't see them. Mike turns the wheel to avoid him and then the car spins. The car skids to a stop on some gravel. Hannah's mouth hangs open. Mike's eyes are wide.
You okay?
I'm okay. It's okay.
He looks shocked. Hannah is examined.
I'm not feeling lightheaded at all, actually.
They were gone. They were completely and totally out.
If forensics got under there, the brake lines were frayed.
They were frayed, not cut?
That's inconclusive. Plenty of wear and tear.
Mike's forehead wrinkles.
What are you thinking? You thinking this is deliberate?
Well, I really am not one for coincidences.
Hannah's not exactly the type to stay on top of her car maintenance schedule.
I just don't think any of this is necessary. I mean, I really feel fine.
Don't listen to her. Please, take her to the hospital, get her checked out.
I'm fine.
Take her in, please.
Hey, listen, why don't you let the EMTs check you out?
No, I'm fine. I just gotta clear my head. Look, I realize that I might be overreacting here. Do me a favor and look into this for me. I don't want to make it an official investigation if it really was just an accident, okay?
Hannah listens.
Okay, I tell you what, I'll call Brummel's fine at the last time that Hannah had the brakes checked, yeah?
Great. Also, make sure that Hannah gets to a hospital for me.
He puts a hand on Bill's shoulder. They look over and see Hannah watching them. Mike walks away. Bill looks puzzled. Mason and Carl are at Cookie Jar.
We might as well pick some up, right?
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Cool, yeah, we'll just head over after you're done.
Michelle Bishop out as a suspect.
We are still investigating, and there won't be any comment until there's an arrest.
Mason watches TV.
Mason!
He stares into the distance.
Hi.
He turns.
I wasn't expecting you today. I hope we don't have a meeting.
She sets down cupcakes.
Is something wrong?
No, not at all. I didn't see you making any deliveries yesterday, so I thought that you were,
Yeah, I'm not exactly ready for deliveries yet. Are you here to buy something?
Actually, I am.
Really?
Yeah, everyone loved the cookies you brought to set, so I was going to grab some more. Yeah, you seem to be moving around okay on your leg, right?
Yeah, I do okay. Lisa will help you pick out whatever cookies you like.
Right.
All right?
He crosses to Lisa.
Let's see.
Hey, Carl, what about you? You know, I did try a new experiment. It's Orange Berry Delight, and it's sweetened only with all-natural fruit juice.
Oh, that's okay. I just had breakfast.
Your dad's really proud of you.
We're a team.
He smiles. Norman.
Whoa. You're not going to eat any of this stuff, are you?
Yeah, I didn't touch anything.
No? Well, your teammates would be very disappointed to hear that.
Yeah.
Hey, Norman.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Come on, son.
See ya.
Bye.
Nice to see you here.
Well, I hope you say that in a minute. I need 4 dozen cookies by 2.
Norman?
He looks at the display.
You can do it, can't
you? It's you.
Hannah reads a text saying, sorry, can't do lunch today.
All right.
Mike looks at his phone at the station. Peterson.
Haven't been able to verify Ava Reynolds' alibi.
Bill.
And Lowell Mantis has disappeared. His landlady hasn't seen him since the night he was eliminated from the contest.
Well, we need to get that out on the radio, okay? We gotta find this guy.
Bill points to the desk.
Hey, what's this?
Oh, I've been going through the last 3 years of Bishop's financials, right? This is his joint checking account with his wife, and everything is pretty straightforward. He gets paid, he deposits it, he pays his bills, and there's a little bit left over. You see that?
So normal life, right?
Right, except until... right there.
He points.
He's over his credit limit, okay, but he settles it right here.
No, but that's a different account number, and it's a different routing number than his regular bank, so I was like, what's up, and I traced it.
Bill looks at a bank statement.
Small Minneapolis local bank.
An account was opened with a $25,000 cashier's check, sole signer, Leonard Bishop.
$25K that didn't come out of any of his other accounts.
No, exactly right, and look at that, $80,000.
That is not your average high school teacher's banking practice.
Hannah.
Mr. Rutledge, did any of the contestants approach you, try to contact you off camera?
Oh, not a one. They knew the rules.
Sure.
Charles, it's time for your pills.
His wife enters.
Oh, for your flu?
No. Blood pressure and cholesterol.
Not sure how much good they do, as sick as he's been.
That's for sure.
Hannah observes her holding the pills.
Are those pills sticky?
Isn't it ridiculous? Yeah. Must be the humidity in the bathroom. They've been like this all week.
Do you mind if I just...
Yeah, sure.
She holds a pill and checks it out.
What?
You don't by chance have any of the original pills left from the bottle, do you?
Yes, of course.
Why?
I'm sure it's nothing. I just...
Here.
She takes the bottle from Mrs. Rutledge. She takes a pill from the bottle.
What?
Is there a problem?
She turns to Charles.
These aren't the same. What's going on?
Mike is working at his desk. He sees Hannah is calling. He hesitates before answering. A photo of them sits on his desk. He answers the call.
Hey.
You're not gonna believe what I found, Mike. Someone's been tampering with Mr. Rutledge's medicine. The pill casings aren't the same as the originals in his bottle.
I'll send Peterson over right away to pick it up, okay? Just stay put.
Okay, great. I'll be here.
She purses her lips as she hangs up. Mike looks at their photo and rubs his face. An officer bags the pills.
Prescriptions come right from my doctor.
How long do you think it'll take the lab to get results on these?
They'll put a rush on it, but I can't say.
Oh.
Would you gentlemen like some coffee?
Oh, I'd love some.
Cream and sugar?
Yes.
Hannah steals one of the pills. She hides it in her pocket. Norman is walking downtown. A VW bug stops near him.
Hey!
It's Hannah.
Hey, nice rental.
Just the person I was looking for.
He looks into the car.
Oh, you didn't have to make a delivery.
Well, I wanted to. Besides, I need a favor too.
What's up?
Well, I need someone who is discreet, has access to a lab, and happens to have a working knowledge of chemistry.
Who's your wingman?
Snow is on the ground outside Hannah's house. She studies the broken stairs in the basement. Dolores watches TV.
Oh, honey, you sound so wonderful. Oh, your left side is definitely your best side, so if you could just angle... Hannah? What is all that paperwork?
Oh, the applications and background checks on all the contestants.
Look, can we focus, please?
What?
Here. What is all this? Wardrobe options from Clarence.
The station provides all the wardrobe.
Don't hold your breath. Dee buys all her own clothes for a reason.
It's Norman.
Oh. Great kitty.
Hannah answers the phone.
Hey. Great.
Her mom smiles.
Okay. Sounds good. I'm so glad you two are still keeping in touch.
She pets the cat.
He's such a wonderful man.
Yes, he is.
His mother says that he's dating. Quite a bit.
Yes, I have heard that. So, I have to run, Mother.
Her mom opens her mouth to speak.
Hobble.
Oh, check your texts.
Dolores looks at a dress on her phone.
Although this one would look good on me.
Hannah holds paper at the lab.
Ametine?
Ametine, yeah. And sophialine and another alkaloid, probably cyclotrione.
Can you just give me the Twitter version?
Yeah, they're all alkaloids that are found in ipecac rhizomes. And ipecac induces vomiting.
Oh, okay. So where do you get that?
Well, you can't. It hasn't been in production for years now. Someone would have to know how to make it.
And then they would have to know how to inject it into a capsule and then rebond the surface so that it only has one tiny little sticky spot?
Yep. I mean, these people may know how to make maple syrup, but it's a little more complex.
And I've been going over their backgrounds and their applications. They all are who they say they are.
So what about the judges? I mean, to fix this thing, they'd have to work it from both ends, right? Start at the...
Right, backwards.
Right?
That's right. Because if you don't have the judge in on it, then what would even be the point? But Mason didn't go in order of this list. He skipped to the end when he picked Coach Bishop. So even if you had this list, you wouldn't know which judge is next.
But who would have been next on the list after Mr. Rutledge?
She reads the list and looks at him.
Gino Pagliotti.
Hannah and Andrea.
I can't explain it better. It's just that his... Oh, thank you. His texts are short, and he only talks about work. And we literally haven't even been alone together since... several nights ago. I think he's backing off.
Yeah. Okay. Or he's a guy and he has absolutely no clue how it comes across. Just ask him out.
What?
It's the 21st century. You've been dating. Oh. It's not going to be a big surprise. Just ask him out.
Guess so.
Pagliotti's is closed. Hannah at the police station.
Mike.
Hey. I got the lab to put a rush on analyzing those capsules. And we're looking for Lowell Mantis, who's... She has not been home since after the contest.
Okay. Well, thanks for checking.
Oh, and the gas station by the bypass has got security footage that puts Michelle there at the time of the murder.
Right. Hey, so I have a new theory on the case, and I was wondering if you wanted to go with me to interview this chef, and then we could grab a bite after.
He looks down.
I'm sorry, I got a meeting set up, and I just have to stay focused right now.
She nods.
Okay. Mike.
He turns back toward her.
Don't forget your cookies.
He takes the box from her.
Thank you.
She smiles but looks sad. In the kitchen at Pagliotti's.
Get the risotto out now. If it sits there for 2 minutes, it's ruined. Let's go!
Gino slices pizza.
You gotta go slow, 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 and then it's ready.
Boom. That's why you have the best risotto in town.
Grazie, Bella. Okay, so these chefs. Here you go, enjoy the pizza.
He serves a table.
Do you think I'm in danger?
Well, I just want to be careful, you know? Listen, Gino, wait. Do you have any connection to any of them?
I need a bottle of Pinot Noir for table number four. Mrs. Hauser comes in a couple times a month. She wants cheese on a shrimp scampi.
Tilts her head.
Tutta figura, but I never say a word. I don't know this Jeff kid.
Takes wine to table.
This is my favorite Pinot Noir. Enjoy the wine, eh? And the Lowell used to work for me a few years ago, but I haven't seen him since.
Wait, Lowell used to work here? He didn't put that on his resume.
It's probably too traditional for him to claim. How are you? I'm so sorry to keep you waiting, eh? Mario at the end of the bar, he will help you. Okay.
Wait, what do you mean, traditional?
He was into that molecular gastronomy craze, food revolution.
Well, I can see why that didn't fit in here.
How are you going to keep a place open with that nonsense, huh? What am I going to do with liquid nitrogen? Who wants to eat freeze-dried pasta? We're not astronauts, huh? I told him he was talented, but if he could just be happy cooking food the person wanted to eat, he should give me a call. I like the guy, but he's a little bit crazy. Here you go with the risotto. Enjoy.
Gina, do you think that Lowell knew some chemistry?
He had more chemical formulas than he had recipes. So go be a scientist then.
He touches her chin.
Cooking is an art, huh? You know this.
I do. Grazie.
Ciao, Bella.
He goes into the kitchen and she grabs her phone.
Norman, listen, if you get this message, please meet me at 68 Swell Street as soon as possible, and you might need to wear sloppy clothes, okay? Oh, sorry.
A woman bumps into her.
Mike!
Hannah sees the woman hug Mike. The woman pats his shoulder. They sit down.
Oh, you're welcome.
Hannah looks down and turns around.
Nice seeing you.
Mike hesitates to speak.
My parents say hello.
He rubs his knuckle.
Nice. Yeah, I owed them a call, actually. I sometimes wonder if it makes it worse for them to hear from me.
Sometimes I wonder if we're the only ones who understand. I mean, we all lost Lydia.
He stares down at his hands.
I sort of thought I was better.
You are. I can see it.
It's not gone. It's just kind of settled, you know? The grief is... I don't know, it's kind of found its place.
Well, it's been 3 years, so...
He doesn't look at her.
What's wrong?
She leans forward.
Lydia, She just ran out to the store to pick up something that she forgot at the market, you know?
His eyes are closed as he remembers.
She left her glass right there on the counter, her club soda. She was coming right back.
He leans his head on his hand.
And, I could still smell her perfume in the room when the phone rang. It was just minutes. That's how it happens. And you're joking and you're laughing and everything is great. And then out of nowhere, they're gone.
He looks at the woman.
Are we still talking about Lydia?
He looks down.
If you found someone, we'll be happy for you. My sister would be happy for you.
I know that.
Tell me.
Well, I mean, she's amazing. She's funny, and she's smart, and she's strong, and she's beautiful, and she's stubborn. She won't let anything go, and I thought that if I keep her close, I keep her safe, but I can't. I can't. Even if I'm right there with her, I can't watch her every minute of every day, and honestly, I don't know if I can take the chance.
Better question. What would you look like if you never took the chance again?
He sits back.
What would your life look like then?
He stares blankly. He clasps his hands and rests his face on them. Norman finds Lo Mantis's apartment and presses the call button.
This is Lo Mantis's recorded voice, which means you sadly have missed Lo.
Norman! Missed come Lo. On!
His voicemail keeps picking up.
She motions to him, and he runs.
Yeah, I mean, supposedly Lo hasn't been seen in a couple days since he got eliminated, so you were checking apartment 6, right?
Yeah, no one's...
Yeah, okay. Let's do it.
Okay, so we'll look for, you know, mail or something. You might have an address on it.
They open the dumpster lid and are startled.
Shh. Okay, or we could look for dough.
What, money?
No, like cookie dough, pie crust dough.
Of course, right.
Sometimes doughs are so dense you don't want to put them down the disposal.
Okay.
They sip through bags, and Norman leans headfirst into the dumpster with his legs in the air.
Norman, you are the best.
Thank you.
She tilts her head.
Why are you here?
Well, you're never dull. And I figure, you know, if Mike messes up, I'll position myself nicely.
Please, I have seen the women buzzing around you lately.
Well, there you go. Don't take too long. Hold on now. This looks like dough, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. What's in that one? Yes.
Spinach cookie?
You do get points for creativity. What else has he got in here, though? Do you think maybe he cooked it up? What's that?
She pulls a plant from a bag.
Do you think that's it?
I got a picture of it.
He looks it up on his phone.
Cephalus epicacuana. That's the plant source for epicac.
She nods at him. Lowell.
I lost a contest and took a trip. I went camping. Since when is that a crime? What is this about?
You don't want to save all this for your lawyer. Have a seat. I'll be back in a minute.
Is this about the contest? Because I can explain.
Lowell Mantis surfaced on a rest stop on Highway 18.
You're going to want to get this checked out.
Hands him a step.
I bet it proves that he tampered with my basement stairs.
She and Norman look at each other. Lowell is questioned.
I needed the money. The exposure. I needed Gino Pagliatti on that judges panel.
He's being filmed.
He was next on the judges list, and he would have taken care of me. I just needed one judge to drop out, and I was a lock for the win.
You went after Hannah Swenson. You scored her basement stairs.
Lo looks away.
Maybe I do need a lawyer.
And when that didn't work, you made Rutledge sick with the Semitic stuff. But the problem was, is they put Coach Bishop in there instead, and he eliminated you, so you went after him.
What are you talking about? You think I killed Bishop? Look, I'm not crazy, and I'm definitely not a murderer.
Well, what did you think would happen when you cut the brakes on Hannah's car?
Hannah's car? What?
He frowns.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You said you wanted a lawyer? Make the call.
No, I'm serious. I don't know anything about cars. I know chemistry, and I knew the amount wasn't fatal.
Bill watches from the AV room. Mike joins him.
What do you think?
I think the guy is definitely out there. I think you heard Hannah, and he... poison Rutledge.
Mm-hmm. But?
But he seemed genuinely surprised when I brought up Bishop.
Yeah.
Which means the killer might still be out there.
Bill looks at Mike. They turn to watch Lowell on the screen. Mike reviews video.
I might have an alibi for Lowell.
Peterson enters.
Well, we need to verify it. Now, where are we with Ava and Josh?
They're coming in again today with a lawyer.
Bill.
Check this out.
Points to computer.
I got an ID on a mystery man. Peter Roscoe. Big time sports agent, known for spotting young talent. He reps coaches, too.
So Bishop was looking for an agent?
No, he wouldn't get a guy like this, not with his resume.
But if this Roscoe was going after a player at Eden Lake High, then he would wind and dine the coach to get at the player, right?
The agents, they locked this kid down so early.
Well, I mean, what about money at this stage in the game? I mean, any money changing hands?
No, not legally. If Roscoe greased any palms and they got caught, the coach would lose his job. Now, if the player saw any of the money, he'd get banned from NCAA ball.
Okay, I'm going through the coach's computer again.
We need Bishop's phone.
It's in Lansfield.
We gotta go through it all call again and hope that something jumps out at us. Come on, guys.
All right.
Bill swivels in his chair and smiles at Mike.
You know, this is how a department should be run.
You sure you want to be sheriff full time?
Bill grins. Mike looks at the photo of him and Hannah again. He picks up the phone to call her. She pulls a dessert from the oven and sets it on the stovetop. She closes the oven and picks the dish up again. Her phone shows Mike calling. A photo of Lowell is on the counter.
Hi.
Hey.
We got Lowell on the poisoning, and he pretty much confessed to messing with your basement stair.
Wow.
No, I don't know about him for the murder, though. He's got an alibi, and we're checking it out, but I'd really love to see you tonight. There's a lot.
I have the Hello, contest honey. Finals in a little bit.
I have narrowed it down to 4 dresses, which you must try on right now, Hannah. Okay.
My mother just got you, here. As you can hear, I'll talk to you later.
He looks at the phone and then clenches his jaw. Dolores.
Fashion is my thing.
Mother, listen to me. I thought we agreed to meet at the event, you know, when we would go...
Hannah grabs her mom's phone.
Are you text flirting with the stage manager?
Excuse me? Yes, your mother dates Hannah, and... Oh, he's so sweet.
Hannah freezes.
What? Hannah, I know that look. You're having an aha moment, aren't you?
I have to go. There's something I have to do. And you are the best.
Hannah!
Thank you. I love you. I'll see you later.
Fashion can't be rushed, Hannah.
Hannah and Michelle.
Please don't lie to me. You went to Len's office to get his phone.
He lost it days before he was killed.
I saw footage of him holding his phone the night he was killed.
Okay. I found it in his office that night. Before he was killed.
Opens a drawer.
Hannah, I wanted to turn it in. Honest. First, I was afraid the detectives would think that I killed him. And then I was afraid that they'd wonder why I kept it.
Did you find what you were looking for?
KF, the Minneapolis number. Caitlin Farley, Len's girlfriend.
You called her?
She was wondering why she hadn't heard from him for a few days.
Michelle, I'm so sorry.
So I hired a sleazy PI. Anyway, I didn't want the whole world to find out about it. I didn't want to give people another reason to stare.
Hannah looks through Len's phone.
Hey, who is, Boomer56?
What does it say?
It says, great game, defense in second half, was genius.
Sounds like a fan. The alumni and the parents were always sucking up to him.
Yeah, but earlier it talks about a wire transfer, ASAP, need one more day.
She shows Michelle the text.
I don't know, maybe a banker who's a fan?
Hannah looks at her and then stares into the distance. Mike views the phone.
So once she was cleared as a suspect, she just didn't realize it was important.
Now it really could be.
You should check out the text from Boomer56. Talks about wire transfers and needing more time.
That's it. That's exactly what we've been looking for. I mean, that could be the break in the case.
I hope so.
They stand under an umbrella.
Look, Hannah, I'm just really happy that you wanted to see me, because there's so much...
I really only have a few minutes, and I have to go back in, so...
Okay. I just feel like I owe you an explanation for, you know, how things have been. I care about you so much, and you're just such an amazing woman.
But... It's okay.
No.
No, I get it. And you don't owe me an explanation, Mike.
You don't get it. You definitely don't, because I'm crazy about you. And it drove me nuts the other day when you could have died in that accident and I couldn't do anything to stop it. And it really freaked me out. And I'm sorry that I got all weird on you. And I don't want that.
She gets teary.
What do you want?
I want us. I want you and me.
I want you and me.
And this is not at all the way I sort of pictured this happening, but I saw that look on your face the other day, and I couldn't stand it. It looked like you were gone and out, and I would understand, I guess, if you would, but I don't want to lose you because I didn't speak up. So I'm speaking up, and I'm telling you that I want us. I want us to have a real chance.
Stage manager.
Hannah, we're at Places.
Well, just say something.
Sorry, Mike. They need you now, Hannah.
What?
Woman grabs her arm.
I have to go.
She pulls Hannah into the building for filming. Mike is frozen on the spot.
Copy that. Oh, the audience is already loaded in, so you'll have to go around to the back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Audrey.
There you are. Oh, we're not going to have time to get you yours
right now.
Oh,
sorry.
Is Mike coming?
Yep. No, he has to work.
Oh, he's probably making it for last night. His sister-in-law was down from Minneapolis, so Bill had to cover him, copy dinner.
You're on now.
Yeah, you look great. I will see you in there.
Hannah pauses in front of a trophy case.
25 seconds. Copy that.
A jersey reads Kimball 56. She sees clippings about 1988 Boomer Kimball leading Rebels to state championship.
20 seconds. Hurry.
Coming.
We are traveling. I got her. We're in.
Dolores.
Hannah, hurry up. What are you doing?
And we're going to air.
She straightens Hannah's clothes. Hannah catches Mason's eye.
Stand up. Posture. Energy.
We're at 10 seconds, everyone.
Not ready to go.
Energy, too, okay, honey?
Yes.
So pretty. I'm so proud of you.
Okay, Dee Dee, throwing to Hannah in 5. 4.
Smile.
They lock eyes as she sits. He turns away. Dee.
And now Hannah Swenson will introduce tonight's challenge.
Peterson.
Forensics traced the IP on Boomer 56. It's Mason Kimball.
Wait. What?
No. That makes perfect sense. His son's the star of the team.
Right, he's heavily scouted, sure, but these texts make it look like Mason's paying off the coach.
Or trying to, and Bishop's putting a squeeze on him.
Yeah, but Norman told me that Mason's son's got expensive training, he's got special food, the whole deal.
Right, so maybe Mason's getting the payoffs, using the money on his kid. The coach finds out, he wants a cut,
yeah,
right?
Ava Reynolds said that Coach Bishop had very, very expensive taste. He was very greedy.
Right, so Bishop puts the squeeze on Mason.
Yeah, but how?
Well, if Carl got turned into NCAA, he'd be banned.
And if Mason doesn't pay up, well, and all the work that he's done for his son's career is completely meaningless.
That's a hell of a motive.
We need to get Mason Kimball in here right now.
Work.
Mason watches the screens. He looks around him. He zooms the camera in on Hannah holding her phone. Hannah sends a text to Mike saying Boomer 56 is Mason. Mason stands by her.
Busted.
She looks up and his mouth twitches.
Is that your detective boyfriend?
She stares wide-eyed.
No. Just texting with my mother.
Stage manager.
Okay, we're checking in with our chefs in 10 seconds, Mr. Kimball. Hannah, you ready?
Yeah.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
It's time to check in with our chefs, but, I think we should turn the cameras on Mason Kimball.
Everybody, this is the station manager of WNKW. He's right there, yeah? There he is. It's actually thanks to him that we even have a show. So everybody give him a round of applause. WNKW's very... Mason!
He runs.
Hannah! Which?
Mason?
Hannah!
Mother, I have to...
Hannah!
Mother!
Hannah!
Hannah limps after him.
Let's check in with our chefs.
Jeff, how is it going over here?
Mason pulls a gun from a bag backstage.
So, okay.
I can get everything done as long as something is wrong.
Hannah enters the room.
Mrs. Hauser, how's it going?
No drama.
Pardon me?
I'm just about to take my simply out of the oven.
She limps while looking for him. Mike is speeding in his SUV.
Message from Hannah. Boomer 56 is Mason.
She's in the school hallway and sees Mason passing by.
Mason! Stop!
Stay away from me!
He aims his gun at her. He turns and runs away. He stops and looks back at her and puts a hand over his mouth. He glances around and then runs again. She peers around a corner. She limps down the hall. She stops and looks to her right. Mason is running past lockers with the gun in hand. Hannah is in the weight room. Mason enters the gym, and Hannah looks down from the weight room above him. He doesn't see her.
Carl.
He turns and sees her and fires. She dodges the bullet.
Carl!
He runs out of the gym and into the hallway. She is texting from the ledge above. Mike zooms through the parking lot into the school entrance. He runs through the front door. He sees Andrea and Dolores.
Hannah! 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 Joanne!
Where's Hannah?
Well, we don't know.
She introduced Mason Kimball and then they both just took off and we're right in the middle of taping the show.
A text says he's running, armed.
Hannah!
Norman. I need you to get everybody's got to get back inside the studio, okay? All of you, back inside the studio. The officers on the way. Get inside there. Stay there.
Everyone, back into the studio, please.
Mike runs down a hallway. Mason stands outside the library with gun drawn. He moves toward the library. Hannah is trailing him. He moves through the door, swiveling his head back and forth. He jogs toward the wall of windows where police cars are arriving. He stands with his hands out to his sides. Hannah enters.
Mason.
He turns.
Get away from me!
She dives onto the floor, and Mike hears her scream. He moves through the hallway with his gun drawn. Mason fires above the desk. Hannah turns to see Mike fire at Mason and barely miss. Mike ducks. Mason fires at a bookcase. Hannah puts her hands up at Mike.
Stop! Stop! He's not trying to kill us. Look where he shot.
Mason's eyes bulge. He looks around him for a way out. Mike stays down and speaks.
Mason! You are completely surrounded. There's no way out.
Mason stares down at his gun.
It's one way.
Hannah and Mike's eyes widen. Mike points.
Where's that lead?
She follows his gaze to a door.
Backstairs.
Mike jumps over the counter. He runs between shelves and Hannah slowly stands. Mason aims at her. She raises her hands.
You shouldn't be here!
Mason, I saw you. With Carl.
He wavers.
When you brought him into the cookie jar.
He lowers his gun.
It was the day after my brakes failed.
Hi. I wasn't expecting you today. I hope we don't have a meeting.
Flashback ends.
I offered him a cookie that was just sweetened with fruit juice, and he turned me down. I asked him if it was too much, all the diets and training.
Mike moves through the hall.
Carl got the biggest smile on his face.
He hides behind a door.
He said it was all worth it. My dad and I are a team. That's what he said.
Mike runs down the hallway.
He's an incredible athlete. Mason, you've done an amazing job, you know?
He shakes his head.
You should be so proud of him.
No. No, he's a natural.
Flashback.
You did it, Carl. You were amazing. I told you we were gonna win.
You nurtured him. You helped him.
Winning was for Carl. It's for his training. I'd already mortgaged everything I had to pay for it and borrowed and...
And then there was some trouble, but you found a way to pay him back.
Moves toward him.
No.
Okay.
Don't move!
Okay.
I was in the clear.
He lowers the gun.
I had it all worked out, but Bishop shows up with his hand out.
Flashback with Bishop.
I just met with Peter Roscoe.
I can explain.
Oh, I think it's been explained.
What do you want? I had no choice.
Why don't you tell me what happened that night? The night Coach Bishop died.
Flashback.
5 minutes. He gave me 5 minutes to save my son's future.
Yeah?
How was I supposed to stop him from making that phone call?
Mason watches Bishop through the door of the school.
I begged him for a little more time.
Look, all I'm asking for is a little more time, there man. There is more time. Tomorrow in my calendar, I pick up that phone. This is over.
Look, what about my kid, man? What about Carl?
That's on you, Mason. Don't you touch me.
He wouldn't listen. He didn't care about Carl. He only cared about the money. I couldn't let him rob my boy of his brilliant future.
Mason starts the truck.
He said he was going to turn Carl into the NCAA on Monday unless he got another 30 grand.
Carl didn't know, did he?
He doesn't know. How do you destroy a great kid for something he had no part of?
Mike moves closer to the left of Mason.
Bishop didn't care. Started to walk away.
Mason cocks the gun.
But I couldn't let him.
Flashback to chasing Bishop with the truck. Bishop's shocked face hits the hood.
I'm so sorry. I'm not this man. I've done some terrible things.
Bishop lies injured on the ground.
Terrible things.
Mason looks over to the bag of jerseys.
I didn't know what else to do.
He rips the bag open and pulls a jersey out. His eyes blaze as he slowly walks toward Bishop.
I'd do anything for Carl.
The jersey comes down on us.
Anything.
Flashback ends as Mason stares at his gun. Hannah gives a small nod at Mike.
I want you to...
Mike sneaks up on him.
Tell Carl that I'm very proud of him.
Mason.
He's the best son.
Mason.
Father can have...
Holds gun to his chin.
Mason, don't do that. Mason, stop.
Mike wrestles the gun away.
I'm going to die.
Hannah exhales. Mike leads Mason outside in handcuffs. Carl runs out of the school.
Dad!
Hannah watches with her mom and sister.
What's going on? What are they doing? What are they doing?
Stay away, son. Stay as far away from this as you can.
No, this is wrong.
Get him out of here. Come on, get him out.
Dad! Dad! Okay.
Hey, take a step back.
What's
he doing?
What's
he doing? It's gonna be okay.
Hannah winces as they put Mason in the police car. Carl is in tears as the car drives away.
We don't like to think about how your whole life can be turned upside down in just 1 minute.
Norman and Josh comfort Carl. His mouth is agape. They turn him toward the school and walk with him.
But sometimes, that's a minute to dare.
Mike walks to Hannah.
Mike, I know. It was a stupid thing to do. But once I realized that he had a gun, I was super careful and I wasn't running.
You can't run.
Well, right, and I wouldn't have anyway, probably. But I just was trying to make sure I kept an eye on him, you know, until you got there, and I thought that I would...
I get it.
When did I have you? At the part where I was super careful?
Shakes his head.
The day I met you. And I wouldn't change a single thing about you, not one.
They gaze at each other.
So what do you say?
Yes.
He tilts his head.
Yes to us, yes to a chance.
It's always a chance, isn't it?
I'll take it.
She starts to cry.
Me too.
He takes her face in his hands and kisses her.
When you get the chance, take it. Take that leap of faith. You might love where you land.
2 months later at Pagliotti's.
Almost ready. Big surprise. I make a special menu for the big party.
You're the best.
Thank you, Gino.
Mike and Hannah sit close together.
Happy?
Oh, it's weird, isn't it? To have a party and I'm not cooking?
It's a little bit weird, but you can't cook for your own engagement party. Plus, didn't you make all those desserts I saw on the kitchen counter at home, like 10 of them?
Yes.
Yeah. So?
They move closer.
Happy?
She stares into his eyes.
Very.
They lean in slowly. They lock lips. He answers his phone.
Kingston.
She leans on his shoulder.
When?
He stands.
No, I need you to shut down the street. I need a bus and a CS team. On my way. You ready?
Let's do this.
They turn to go.
You do realize that we're going to be late for our own engagement party, right?
Oh, everybody knows this by now, and they're not going to go hungry. I baked. And just like a great cookie recipe, true love delivers every time.
Gino holds boxes of food for them, but they are gone. He moves back to the kitchen.